Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
So another one is what I call the myth of the magic curriculum. And so I was at a homeschool conference. I was talking to a mom and she came up to me at the booth and she, after, you know, she'd heard me speak and she said, "What math curriculum do you recommend?" And I said, "Well, tell me about your situation." She said, "Well, I have this daughter who's 11 years old." And she said, "We just have not found a math program that works for her." And I said, "Okay, so what have you used?" You know, and she went down through this whole list and I'll, you know, just throw out some names, but I'm not endorsing or condemning anybody. I'm just throwing out names. But she said, "Well, we've tried teaching textbooks. We've tried Saxon. We've tried Matthew C. We've tried Abeka. We've tried Bob Jones. We tried," you know, she just goes through this whole list, right? And so I'm going, wow. And she had bought like 9 different math curriculum programs. And so what she says, we're trying to find a good math program. And I didn't mean to laugh, but I just did. And I said, "Well, you know, can I just throw an idea at you?" And she's like, "Okay." And I said, "I'm just going to suggest the problem is probably not that there's something mortally wrong with any of those math programs, although they are different from each other, and some of them have different approaches and so forth. The problem is very likely that your daughter doesn't like math." Like, you know, that's a real possibility here, and that you could spend another, you know, $3,000 on math programs, and it may just be that she just doesn't like math. And, you know, that's how it works sometimes. I don't particularly like lima beans. You know, you could probably... And people say, "Oh, you know, you just haven't had them right. You know, I can fix them in a way that you'll let." Well, probably not, actually. Like, you can make the best lima beans on the planet.
What if you put bacon on them, Israel?
Lima bean chef there is. And I probably, personally, I probably still are not really going to connect to those lima beans. And so there is a sense sometimes where I think parents often throw way too much money at curriculum, thinking that the curriculum is the problem or that the curriculum is going to solve the problem that their student is having. And oftentimes it's just as very simple as your child does not like math and they won't. And it's one of those things that they don't necessarily have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
They do need to learn it. And there's probably not going to be a perfect magic curriculum that they just think is fun.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we do fall into too much of a trap of trying to make everything fun for our child. And I know I sound like I'm contradicting myself after what I said of a year of learning baseball, right? There's a balance there. I think homeschooling does give you the capacity, if you can, to make something more enjoyable rather than less. And that's always a desirable goal. If you can make something less painful for your child, that's great. But at the end of the day, your child, you will always have a child who doesn't like writing or doesn't like English or doesn't like history or whatever it is, and they're all going to be different. But sometimes you just have to learn how to slog through some things, and we can't always just blame it on the curriculum. And it's not always wise. Sometimes it is.
Right.
It's not always wise to just throw money at curriculum and think, "Well, if I just spend a few more $1,000, then that's going to fix the problem."
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.